Okay, so we're doing in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. So it's, it starts at the top that Omar Rabo, and then it goes on to the piece that starts Yeyush Amri Rabbon, which is still Rabo's gay. And he says this is about 2/3 down the Omud. Yeyush Amri Rabbonan Dinikni. The Rabbonan say that Yeyush alone is Kone. Miu lo yadidan idoraisa idrabon. But we do not know whether they meant it's Kone midoraisa or they meant it's Kone midrabon. Idoraisa mididavia mitziaveda. Mitziaveda lav kiven de miyayish moramino mekami de tesilia de canile. In the case of Aveda, if we want to say it's Doraisa, it would follow the same mechanism as an Aveda, in the same way as a Moitze Aveda after the Bailim of Bin Miyashi. Is Koine, Hainami Kimin de Miyash Mora Kanile. Here too, if there is Yeush, a Ganav can be Koine. Almekani, Odil Meloidam Yela Aveda, Aveda, who the Chiatel Yode Beheter, Atil Yode, Haikim and the Bisur, Atil Yode Midrabonan, or maybe it can't be compared, because what you've got to look at is whether Isur Beheter, in terms of Hilchas Geneva, impinges on the transactional nature of Yeush Koine. Is Yeush Koine just something technical, irrespective of Isur involved? We're just looking at relationships of owners to the object, no matter how that ownership changes, whether Bederech Heter or Bederech Isur, or do we say no, the Isur Beheter actually does affect the ability of somebody to be Koine when there hasn't been a deliberate intention. So Yeush is a release of ownership, something like Hefker. The question is, and that release of ownership should allow somebody else to be Koine. So the question is, does the fact that that your ownership came about, or your reshus, your possession of the object came out b'derech isur, which the owner doesn't, you know, that's not part of it in a sense. In other words, is abandoning ownership, no matter what causes that, isur v'heter, isur or heter, or do we say, no, it's only if the new person acquired it, b'derech heter, that would apply. And if we say, no, it doesn't work like Aveda, there's an inherent difference between Aveda and Geneva, then what do the Rabbonin mean when they say Yeush is Koine? That would be a Takonos Chazal, and that would be Mid Rabbonin Hudomo Rabbonin Nikni Mipnei Takonos Hashovim, and that's just to make it easier for people to return the Gezela. If you had to return the Gezela, if there was no Kinyan, you would have to return the object itself. The object would never become the possession of the Ganav. And therefore, if he built it into a skyscraper in New York, he would have to demolish the skyscraper to return the stolen object. And the Chazal felt that would discourage people from being mekayim the chiyuv to be meshiv. And therefore, they said, no, all you have to do is return the money. Rav Yosef Omer, Yeush eno koneh v'afilu midrabanan. And Rav Yosef says, Yeush isn't koneh even midrabanan. It says Rashi v'hi atzmo yeshayim, and you've got to give back the object itself. Then Rav Yosef asks the kasha from Gozer Chametz Baomer, etc., etc., and Rav Yosef comes to the conclusion. That with all sorts of psukim, shishma mino yesh loikani. So they go backwards and forwards with various psukim to show that Rav Yosef to show that Yeush is not Kone. The question is Rav Yosef debating with Rabbo around whether it could be Doraisa, or is he debating altogether whether Yeush is Kone or not? So then the two. So then we have the Rosh that comes, and the Rosh is quoted. I don't have it in front of me right now, but the Rosh is quoted all over, including quoted word for word by the Marshal. Does the Ketos quote him word for word?
or with Brooke.
No.
But if you look in the beginning of the Mashal, in Perek Zayin Siman Zayin, in the Mashal that I sent you, so right in the second paragraph, first he brings the Gemara, and he brings Rav Yosef. I said, Rav Yosef, Omar Afinu Midrabon and Loikoni. So the Mashal's understanding of Rav Yosef is that there is no Kenyan even midrabanan, and that is in fact what Rav Yosef says. But Rav Yosef manage kenev afini midrabanan. Rav Yosef says no, not even midrabanan it isn't. He's not kenev.
What was the alternative?
Sorry, no. The alternative is not in Rav Yosef. The alternative is in the others.
Uh-huh. Right.
In Abai and Rabbi Yochanan and all these people. Because Rav Yosef says clearly, so the machlokes of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is clear. Rabbi says koine, I just don't know whether it's the Rabbanan or the Raisa, and Rav Yosef says ain't a koine at all. And then you've got a whole lot of debate with the psukim. V'kosav arosh v'kaimelan karab, dekono yesh l'chumre. Now you'll see the Marshal says that chumre is a mistake. That, because what does it mean l'chumre? And the Mashal is going to say that it means l'chudo, that Yeyush is koine alone, even without anything else. Be'orish ba'alabai is from Kiddush Isho b'gezela achar Yeyush tzricho get. So that's the Rosh's addition. And therefore, since Yeyush is koine, we paskin like Rabbo, whether it's Dorais or Dorabonin, if you're Mekadish an Isho with a get, if you're Mekadish an Isho with this money that was stolen lacha Yeyush, then you would need a get. The Rabbah Sovel Chalapa Chos Kani Midrabonan. Or Midoraisa Kaimelan De Yeyush Loikona. But Midoraisa, so this that we hold like Rabbah is at least that it's Koine Midrabonan. But on the whether it's Doraisa or not, we don't hold that it's Doraisa. Kuula Ucharav Nachman. Ucharav Sheshis Ucharav Yeuchan. So there's a whole bunch of Amiroim other than Resh Lakish, who says that, who all say Yeyush is koine, and we're assuming that it's the Rabbon, and that they're holding that it's koine the Rabbon. Aval Yeyush v'shinu rishus, or Yeyush v'shinu Hashem garua, kono midoraisa. But clearly, Yeyush plus either shinu rishus, or shinu Hashem, even if it's shinu Hashem garua, which means it will be chayzer l'kadmusoi, it will be koine. V'shinu Hashem ma'alya, kegon tzle v'nasa ayil, ego v'nasa shoy kono midoraisa. A proper shinu Hashem, that works midoraisa. V'gan of shemocha, ben, ifnei yush, ben l'ache yush, chayev, k'rav Nachman, d'hilcha k'vase bedini, uch rabbi yechinen, d'hilcha k'savache k'neged rav, v'resh lokish, abkan l'shoyim. So, and then he says, Mashu nakat, oiris davke nini mishum d'ike raya, d'islai l'rabba d'shinu koine, v'mi Nas nisin doyer shel balabais and so on. Kedi isa besugia. Chem yevi aperek hagoyza. Hashem afashena. Vehu the cause of lechumre. Vehad the cause of lechumre. Efsher tosu. Vusforim acherim eino. There are geuses of the Rosh that don't have that word in. Vediru deachigas in dekani beyeush lechudo vechenika. That we paskin like Rav Yosef. We paskin like Rabbo. That Yeyush works alone, even without shinu rishus or without shinu Hashem.
Now I'm trying to remember when we read it, L'chumra, we always meant that he's married. So L'chumra that she's an ish.
Yeah, so it might be that the word L'chumra is where the Tur gets the Sofek from.
Yeah, that's
okay. But according to the again, so here we've got a great example of where the Mashal is simply learning the Rosh. In learning the Rosh, the word L'chumra doesn't make sense.
Right.
The kono yeyush lechumra. What is it? Later on, you could say tzricha get lechumra, but that's not what he says, right? He says
like Rabbah. So what's the suffix?
And what's the suffix? If his kone, even if his kone mid rabbon, and then she needs a get bevadai. There's no lechumra.
So
the word chumra doesn't work. So now to say yes, but the Tur interprets the Chumra, and that's where the Sofa comes. The Mashal isn't willing to consider that because that's not his understanding of the Rosh. The Chosav Tur, and then the Tur writes. So I don't know if you've got a Tur handy, but he quotes the Tur.
Yeah, we do.
So let's look at it inside the Tur, and then we can see the Drisha at the same time. So in the Tushin Nun Gimel,
the Rosh.
Venir el Adoni Avi Arosal. Got that?
Yep.
Kivan de Rabo Mesapkele I Kanidoraisa Odrabonin Nehi de Loi Kaimalon Kavase Baha de Mesapkele. We don't share that Sophic. Ikonodoraisa. Ela Kulov, Rabbi Yochanan de Sabri de Loi Kanimikol Mokom. But we hold like Ula and Rabbi Yochanan hold that he's not Koine. Nevertheless, in Kiddush, we issued Tzricho get me Sophic. The Shema Koine Midrabonin. So what is he saying here? So we don't hold like Rabbi in that he has a Sophic. But we hold like Ulan Rabbi Yochanan.
Not Kohen.
The Sabri Deloikani Mikol Makum. So he seems to be saying that Ulan Rabbi Yochanan go like Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan Sabri Deloikani. Mikol Makum in Kiddush Beisho Tzricho get Misophic. So that misophic is the difficulty. So maybe he's learning like you learned, that the word lechumra means that the Rosh is choshesh for the day of Rabba, but he doesn't really pass in that way. But that's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says very clearly, v'kaim alon karabba. So what is the sophic? The shema koinim midrabonim v'afilo en yadur b'vadai shenis yashu ha'baylim v'kaim lan stam genei v'yeyush baylim. Mm-hmm. So I mean that's the pele is what is the sophic?
Right.
And then on that the Beis Yosef says at the end of the piece of Beis Yosef, "Umi u'bamashi kosof the kani yeyush lechumra leinyan and kiddush isha begzela achay yeyush tzicho get bikashti lechove v'loy matzati." So this that you need a get lechumra.
The Bach talks about this lashon of the tour.
Yeah.
He says, "Kazma roshka elakas of the kaimlan karuva the yush kani medavona." Isha says, "The sarve chala pachas kani." That was at a minimum. He holds alma. He says, "Yeah, alma the vada yush kani medavona, but ain't boisavik."
Right.
But nearer the sura lay, you can see. Do that piece of
Bach? Yes, the Rabbeinu, the Bach Kochach Ikesov. The Le'ulo, Sharam Yeroim, the Sviriluhu, the Yeush, Kiddi, Loikani, Shema Sviriluhu, the Legamri Loikani, the Apilim, the Rabbon, and Ami Loikani, Vim Kain Lesil, the Sakarabo, Elo Karab Yosef, the Kain Kosov Bagos Ashri. Rav Rabbeinu, Shugufi, Shikosov Kamlan Karabo, the Kani Yeush, the Chumra, Alma de Loiko Mararosh Elo de Kaimlan Karaba Lechumra Kloima, the Mesapkalan de Shema Ulo Vishara Muroim Lois Viruluhu de Loikani Yesh Elo Bidoraisa, Avabidrabon and Moide de Kani, Vim Kane Ike Sophic Shema Kane Bidrabon, Laki Kamalan Karaba Lechumra, Mamela Hoditich get Eno Elami Sophic. So he wants to say, very similar to the Prisha actually, that the Sophic is in what Ulo and Rabbi Yochanan mean.
Yeah.
That's the Sophic. Because they might mean the same as Rabba, that it's Koini Midrabonin, or they might be Chilek. And that's really, if you look at the Drisha, how he learns. Zelosh Narosh, Vyush, Bigzela, Pligi, Rabba, Yosef, Rabba, Svirle, the Kona, the Sapkiri, the Raisa, the Rabbonin, the Rav Yosef, Svirle, the Ahmed Rabbonin, the Kona, the Kaimaran, Karabba, the Kona, Yosh, Lechumra, the Yoshil Gana, the Imkiddish, Isho, Achayesh tzicho get the rabba sova to the chol apochus kona with the rabba and the raisa kamen the yesh loikona ku ulu chorav nachman u chorav yoichona.
So I can't find where you're reading.
I'm reading in the drisha.
Oh, the drisha.
Sorry, yes, I headed that the prisha, but I'm reading in the drisha.
Okay, so my kol makom in kiddush, arela fanenu the harosh loikos of loshem
d'shema. Arela fanenu the harosh loikos of loshem d'shema koine. Midrabonin, v'rabeinu hisifoi. So the Rosh, the two throws in this word v'sofik. V'nira d'ahayne time mishum du'ulav rav nachman rav shesh is loy amri d'koine midrabonin, elo yalfinon mikro d'eino koine. All we see from Ula and Rav Yosef is from the psukim that it can't be that Yeush is koine. V'ikid amein b'disvidu d'eino koine afili midrabonin, v'hichas gavasayu, elo kivan d'hilchas karabu negid Rav Yosef, d'oma d'vale koine midrabonin, v'him loik amri behedye, mishum hachi im kidesh isha. So it's unclear from Ullah and Rabbi Yochanan what they mean. We do know that we paskin like Rabbi against Rabbi Yosef. So to say like Rabbi Yosef that there's no kinyan at all, that not. So we've either got to say it's midoraisa or midorabonin. Since from Ullah and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. So since according to Rabbi, the question is how can we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbo? So says the Drisha, we can be miyashiv it. That we paskin like Rabbo in as much as it's not Doraisa, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Ullah that it's not Doraisa, but it is the Rabbonin. And that way we could be miyashiv everybody, but we're not 100% sure that that's what Ullah and Rabbi Yochanan mean, which is why we need a sofik. The Marshal, I think, doesn't go that way because the Rosh himself says nothing about sofik. He says quite clearly we paskin like Rabbo. And he says nothing about Sofik. So let's go into the Mashal, the next, after he quotes the Rosh, the second, the paragraph where he starts, V'chosavatu.
So it's not a
Get Misafik,
it's
Mevada Rekwanot. That certainly seems from the Losh and Arosh. V'chosavatu Chishin Mishpet, Simen Shin and Gimel, V'zeh L'Shene, V'nir Yilad Ani Aver Arosh. Kima Kam L'Kavasa Bo D'Mesafkele Ikon Adoraisa, Ela Kulav Rabbi Yochanan, It's V'le Loi Kani Mikol Mokon Kiddush, But Yishot Tzicha Get Misafik. The Shema Koyimim Midrabon, V'afilu In Yadua B'vadai Shinis Yashu Abaylim, The Kaim Lam Stam Gnei V'yosh Baylim, At Kan L'Shone, Mashma, Shehu Hevin Das Arosh, The Loi Posuk V'adai Karaba, The Kani Midrabonan, The Mesafkele, Dil Mehalocha Karaba B'zeh De Koyne Midrabonan. So now the Marshal says, I did not understand the Rosh the way his son understood him. That's what brought me onto the whole thing. Well, he doesn't say, okay, so you've got to read the Rosh differently, the way the Drisha does and the Bach. Everybody takes the two as primary, as we were discussing earlier, and works back to the Rosh. The Marshal takes the Rosh as primary and says, that's not how I understand the Rosh, because that's not what the Rosh says. There's a later text, even though it's his own son, that learns differently. He's wrong, basically. T'holo hizkish shum sofik bidvarov. V'oyed aloi kosov lehedya t'kaimelan karabo. Firstly, he doesn't mention the words sofik. And secondly, he says, v'kaimelan karabo. T'kani yeyush. How much clearer can you get than that? You've got a difficult tour, so let's live with the difficult tour and not try and distort the Rosh. He might have had a different girsa than the Rosh. Because he himself writes in Kitzur Piske HaRosh, which is written by the two. The Kitzur Piske HaRosh, at the end, is written by the two, and there he writes, V'zeh L'shoyne, Yeyush V'shinu Rishus, O Shinu Hashem, Gorua, Kani Midu Raisa, Yeyush L'chudu Kani Min Rabonin, V'im Kiddush Isho B'gzeh, Acha Yeyush Tzrich Get.
And
no Sofek mentioned
nothing about
a Sofek. So it's not the Efshe Loma, that's why it's the Ein Loma. You want to say that the Tur had a different Girsa? That can't be, because if you look at the Tur's own summary of the Rosh, he makes it very clear what the Rosh says. That's a very powerful smach, that you can't mess around with the Rosh. Arken Niru Dibaturi Ketoy Sofek. So the mistake is in the Lashon of the Tur. If you're going to say there's a misprint anyway, it's in the Tur. Or if you don't want to work with the Tur surface, Sofek Shekosav Atur Kai Astam Geneva Shekosav Acharov. You've got to learn the Sofek as going on the next piece. You should forget Misofek, the Shema Kuni Midrabun of Apiru and Yadu Bavada Shin Siyashu Avayim to Kaim Lam Stam Geneva Yesh Bailim. In a case where it's a Stam Geneva and we don't know that there was Yeyush, there's a sofik whether there's yeyush. Since we hold stam geneva, there's yeyush. We can make an assumption and require maybe sofik. Sheyocheli yoshilo yash. Af shelosh natur lich oira loy mashmahi. Mikol makom muchach ani lefar shekach. If I'm going to leave the word sofik in the tur, I've got to be mefarish that way, because there's no way I can explain it that he's learning the Rosh as having had a sofik. Clearly, the Rosh had no sofik. I don't want to have to say that the Rosh didn't understand his father, that the Tur didn't understand his father. I don't want to say that. So I would rather live with a Torah Sofer, or to say that the word Sofik is going on the next piece, not on the previous piece. And then he goes on, which we don't have to do the next the rest of that paragraph until Aval Ze Pele Be'inai Al HaRosh. Have you got that piece?
I have to get
there.
Aval Ze Pele Be'inai Al HaRosh. But I have another problem with the Rosh. So what the Rosh says is very clear, and we've established that, but I have another problem. Shekos of Yeish Koinem Ed Rabbonin V'im Kiddush Bo'es HaIsha Alo L'Kulom U'Mekudeshes Kiddushin Doraisa. But if he's Mekadesh and Isha afterwards, Lekula Alma, she's Mekadesh is Midoraisa. Mishum Yeush v'achakach Shinui Rishus liyoda. Because no matter what the din is with Yeush, certainly Yeush plus Shinui Rishus makes her, is Koine. The Koine Lekula Alma. There's no Sofik. So it's no big Chiddush when he says that Yeush, that the Isha is Mekadeshes. That's no Chiddush. It's obvious that she's Mekadeshes. And where the Beis Yosef says, V'loi matzati l'chove, the Mashal is saying, to me, it's absolutely obvious. B'vadei desob ha-Rosh de'enze kiddushin d'oraisa, im lo'i konoch v'abekinyan mamish. And clearly the Rosh wouldn't hold that it was kiddushin d'oraisa if there wasn't a kinyan mamish. D'ho koidim shenoson le'yoda lo'i havishaloi. Because if there wasn't proper yeush, then before he gave it to her, it wouldn't have been his. V'hi lo'i konso olek shigia le'yoda. And she only acquires it when it comes to her hand. And then it would come out that he was Mekadesh with something that isn't his. So we've got to assume that the Rosh is saying that the Yeush works. But the Rosh says it's midrabbanan, it's not midoraisa. Umikol mekom lo nehira, da soif soif. Me'achal dehi kanya ha'gzeila, im ken nimtza shekono isa habal be'isha mesora liyoda. But once she's been koine the gzeila, no matter, in other words, he's going back to say it's not because of a kinyan dirabbanan. She's mekudesh is midoraisa, because even though, but since she's koine the gzeila, so that's the idea that we saw in the Magid Mishnah and we saw in the Rashba and all of that. But he's going to explain the makor for this. Because here's the raya. The Torah says if a ganav sells the animal, he has to pay dalud vehei. And according to one man, Domer in Bava Kametz, talking about he sold it lacha Yeush, because before Yeush, that man Domer holds can't be Mechira, you can't be Mocha something which isn't yours. What kind of sale is it if the owner can come and take it away from the Lokeach? That's not a sale. Elo ba'acha Yeush, so you must say it's talking acha Yeush. V'Yeush k'diloi kono, and Yeush alone isn't koine. V'az kono halokeach b'Yeush v'shinu rishus. So the only way you can explain it is to say the lokeach is koine with Yeush v'shinu rishus. V'im kein takshe soif soif en ze mechira. So let's ask the same question and say, how can it work simultaneously? At the end of the day, he was selling something which he had no right to. And therefore the lokeach should not have to pay anything to the mecher. In other words, the mecher can never demand payment. What will he go to a Beis Din and say, this lokeach owes me money? The lokeach will say it was never yours to sell. So bishlomo lemanda maduki kro belifnei yeush. I understand, says the marshal, according to the manda omer who says that the pasuk that says umecharoi is talking about lifnei yeush. The kolshken dolei tzorich halokeach l'shalem domin l'kanav amoicheloi, and clearly the lokeach would not have to pay money to the Moichir because it wasn't his Mishum Hachi Lekoshi Midi. There I wouldn't have a kasha. The whole Hashem in Boit Sad Mechira Klal, because there's clearly not a Mechira. If it's before Yesh, there's clearly not Mechira. Do I feel the Keach Lo Zochoba? The Lekeach isn't Zoichir, the Moichir, nobody was Zoichir. So therefore you say it's got nothing to do with Hilchus Mechira and Hilchus Kinyan. It's poshut it's a gzeres hakosiv that if you went through the actions of a Mechira, even though it wasn't a valid Mechira, you chayev dalad vahe. So it's almost you chayev on the intention that you played out. It wasn't a valid sale, but you're not being chai because it was a valid sale. Umechore really means you intended to sale, and you acted out the sale, then there's a gzeres hakosiv, you've got to pay dalad vahe. Aval lemando Moshe sova kro ayri b'mechira mamish, but according to the mando, Moshe says, no, this must be after Yesh, because when the Torah says umechore, it must mean mechira in terms of hilchos choshen mishpat. Otherwise, the word mechore is wrong. And the Torah is only mechayiv him once there's been a mechira, because his actions must have been relevant. In that case, how can there ever be a mechira? If you might say it's no worse than matona. We know that if you give it as a gift, it's chayv dalad vehe. And achanami, name it the matona gufanami lo lechayv. Yeah, who says matona should work? The holy nosana shilo. He didn't give something which belongs to him. It's not a matona. But adif matona mi mechira. Veda afilu imtimtzoim the chayv be matona. And if you want to say maybe matona, it works. Mikomakon loshanu mechora haneim abatera lo mizyashiv shap. The word of mechora doesn't make any sense. The test as to whether it's a mechira or not is whether you could go to Beis Din and demand payment for the price. If you can never recover the money that the lekeach owes you, it's not a mechira. In that case, you would say that any chiyuv is matana. So why use the word a mechora then? It should say a nesana. The Gemara gets very worried in a brisa that it uses the word mechora in a case that might be only valid with matona, and how much more? Kav achim alishin dekro shemechora lo yedachke meachal she'ena mechira. So you see from that al kochach ba'oiso ha'eish shekona halokeach ha'gezela kono gam kena mechir. So you see a chiddush from the Torah. He works it out from the psukim that you've got to say
literally
that there's a simultaneous event, that when you go through a transaction, so what, in order to understand it, so he's given us a makor now. So this is not just the Magid Mishnah or the Rashba making something up. From the psukim, it's clear that the mecher is a valid mecher. How can it be a valid mecher if it isn't his? So you've got to say at the moment that it became the lokeach's, it also became the mocher's with the shinui rishus that gave effect to the yeush. So you would have to say the yeush does something. It releases some form of ownership. And it's not a full hefker, but it's a partial hefker. You've got to say the yeush that it works in gradation. That with the Yeush, there's enough hefker for the Moicher to be able to sell it. It's not enough hefker for the Moicher to be able to own it, but it's enough hefker for him to be able to sell it, and for Shinui Rishus then to kick in and to make it the Lokeach's, so that that sale becomes valid.
Maybe the yush causes it to become hefker, and then the shinui rishus moves it from hefker into ownership.
Something like that. The yush alone, when we say yush kedi lo kono, it doesn't mean that there's no impact at all on the ownership. There is enough impact to be able to sell it on. So in yush, there is some release of ownership, you've got to say. Which will help us with the ketzos much later on.
Okay.
where the first, I think it's in Sof Kodan Beis already, where he starts with the, whether it's the goof or it's the moment, and it releases part of it, not the other. So I think that we're beginning to see already happening here. Ki hai nami gabi kiddushi isha. The same applies by kiddushi isha. The Rif says Yesh is not koineh. It sounds, seems as if the Rif says it's not. He doesn't paskin like Rabba at all, only like Rav Yosef. And yet he says I'm a kaddish lacha Yesh works. And that's how he understands the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam holds like the Rif that Yeish alone is enough. Even if you hold that Yesh alone is not Koine, Kolshken, if you hold that Yesh is Koine, but Rambam Yisa, Atem Alatu, Shukos of Psaka Roish, Bekidish, Begneva Lacha Yesh, Tzicha Get, Vishum de Yesh Kona Bedrabonim, Uvetur Evanoeza Kosov, Beshem Arama, Bekidish Lacha Yesh, Dika Yesh, Vishin Rishus, Du Koine Midoraisa, the Kulaon. So once again, he says the Tur himself writes in the name of the Rosh. The Tur himself writes in the name of the Rama that the Kiddushin works Midoraisa. Then further on he goes into it. Just if you look at the paragraph further on, Vihina Arifkos of Bistamo, Yesh Kedilo Kono, Vafilu Midrabonos, the Rif Paskins like Rav Yosef, Vachain Posak Behedia Besmag, Rav Yosef, the Lekani Afilu Midrabonon, Vachain Posak Be'er Zarua, Vachain Posak Mahariyak, Beshem Ri, even though all of those Rishonim Paskin like Rav Yosef, I think that the Rosh is right. The reason they Paskin like Rav Yosef is because Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman go like Rav Yosef.
Ki Iker Ta'amayhu is not referring to the Rosh?
No, Iker Ta'amayhu in the plural. Their reason, all these Rishonim, is because they hold with all the Amoraim, who they believe Paskin like Rav Yosef. Ufele Godol Be'ena. So again, we see a lack of intimidation. He doesn't say, and if that's how they understand these, if that's how they understand Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman and Ulo and Rova, then clearly that's how you've got to understand them. He just says, Pele Godol Be'ena, Halot Koleis and Amoraim, Ayri B'din de Doraisa. He learns like the Drisha now. B'inyan Dalet Vehe. Im Meshalim B'michil L'Acheir, V'shakli V'tari B'kroi. They're talking about Psukim. V'chein Rova V'ula Ayri B'hedye B'kroi. Shimena T'hiro Enekene B'yeish. Their whole debate is whether you're Koine Midoraisa. Ava man leimel andoloi karabat, Isle Gemara Mirabois of the Yeish Koine. Who tells us that we shouldn't paskin like Rabbo, who has a Kabbalah the Yeish is ain't a koine? Rakshi u mesupek im midoraisa midrabon. Ava midrabon and bereirele de kani kemeshom a Yeish amru rabon and denikni. Vim ken machad de kaimelan becholat teira halacha kerabba lergabi Rav Yosef. Im ken kam gan ken halacha kerabba de koine midrabon. Vafilu hachi leinyan dalet behe halacha kevasayu. The Meshalim ben Mecha lifnei Yush ben Lach ben Mocha lifnei Yush ben Lach Yush. The Rabbanon lo tiknu liyus sheloi elo b'hol sheyochel l'salik b'domi. When it comes to Dalet Behei, yes, there we paskin like these Amoraim because they're going on the they're holding us to Rabbanon and that the principle is takonos hashavim, not because it's like Metzia. Aval lafturi midalet behei dechay v'rachmon apil lach Yush lo itakinu. V'rabba gufi yiloi de mesapkele shemakoyim midoraisa habenami moedil rabbi yechaninim nechiru tviche lach Yush lechayev. Even Rabbi would agree with them if it wasn't that he has place for a sopik, is maybe it's midoraisa, and it has nothing to do with takonas hashavim. That's the whole principle of Rabbah. I'm not sure if this is about takonas hashovim, or this has got nothing to do with takonas hashovim. That's his sofek. And for Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman, Ulo, and Rava, it's clearly takonas hashovim. So he completely disagrees with the Rif, the Smag, the Ozarua, the Mariach, and Ri, because of the way he understands the Rosh. That's how powerful, that's how strong he is in his understanding of the Rosh. So look what he's done. He's disagreed with the Tur. He said the Tur either doesn't understand his father, or there's a misprint in the Tur. And he said all these Rishonim, the reason for which they paskin like Rav Yosef is invalid if you understand the Rosh. So he's saying nobody understood the Rosh except me, and he's okay with that.
And I'm trying to understand now the placement where the Ketos brings the Ayin B'Yamshel Shlomo. Is all he says.
Yes. Okay. So, but the Yamshel Shlomo is the whole understanding of the source and mechanism of the two Kinyonim taking place simultaneously. When we first learned the Ketos, that sounded like a bit of magic.
Well, he brought the Pajba in an attempt to explain it, because he asks, you're missing Nosin Umei Kaspoi. This Kasha should fall away now with the Yamshel Shlomo.
Ah, so that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. The one further thing that the Yamshel Shlomo brings is a Tosfos that clearly doesn't learn like him. Just that if you look at the next few lines, the Gam Tema Mashiach Kosov at Tosfos, the Tema, the Kashele, the Kaimel and Karabo Gabi Rav Yosef, the Rabbe Sova Yeish Kone, the Koshele, the Kaimel and Kirile Gabi, the Karabi Yochanan Gabi Reish Lokish, the Rabbi Yochanan Sova Yeish Loikone. So they ask, how can you reconcile Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbo? The Tirtzu Efshe, the Loi Kaimel and Karabo, the Loi Karabi Yochanan, Mishum the Kamel and Nechluku Bezeat Kaim. Human Koshele Yochasa Ayochasa, the Vada and the Kaim Shneim Kemoshi Pirash. So he's pushing aside Tosfos as well. He doesn't understand. He says the Rosh is so brilliant because the Rosh is Mekayim, the Psak, in a way that eluded all of these Rishonim, who for some reason couldn't learn the Sugya that way. For some reason, for them, it was clear that all these Amoroim were going like Rav Yosef. And to the Marshal, that's not how he understands the Gemara, and because he doesn't understand the Gemara that way, the Rosh is very clear. So clear that the Tur's introduction of Sofek is wrong. And the principle is that there's a simultaneous kinyan of the Moicher at the same time as there is an acquisition by the Lokav. So if we just look...
The principle is the Mechira that we know has to be taking place, and therefore the only way have a Mechira is to use a simultaneous solution.
Right. And he proves the origin of that from the halachas of Utevacha and Mechara.
Right.
From the Pasuk itself. You must say that's how it works. So if we just look briefly at this, we've got 2 minutes just to look at the beginning of the Ketzos, up to where he brings the Marshal. The only reason they can't be makdish is because there wasn't Yeush. Mashma, if there was Yeush, at least misofek, they should be able to be makdish. So the Drisha says there's no Hechrech, because you could say the Nisyashu is inserted as a Chidush, that even Lo Nisyashu, they still can't be Makdish, even the owner can't be Makdish. But it's not to give the Chidush that if Nisyashu, the Ganav can be Makdish. And theoretically the diuk of the drish is right, but there's no reason for it because his initial diuk is supported by the Gemara, that if there was Yeish, there could be Kiddush Hekdesh. It's not Nagan of Agadan Hekdesh and Hekdesh, a Truma, some Truma. What do you do with Yeish alone? Umashani lo mishum davi Yeish v'shinu Hashem demi koruchulim v'hashte Hekdesh. So here we get introduced to the bump of the simultaneous transaction. The fact is he was makdish something that wasn't yet his, but yet the Shinui Hashem works. There's enough his in it. The Yeush does enough to it to allow him to be makdish it, which results in a Shinui Hashem, which then gives him full ownership. That's the Mashal's kasha. So the Mashal said for the Rambam, that's easy because the Rambam holds that Yeish alone works. But the important part is the Magid Mishnah who says that the mechanism would work even without Yeush alone working. Because of Rabbi Magid Sham Batam the Mekudesh is Apagav the Baal Yeush Kedi and Ekene Hacha Shu Biyada Isha Are Yeush Kan Yeush Veshinu Rishus Shu Biyada Vekivan the Kenal So He Af Hu Koine Oisa. So the Magid Mishnah extends the idea of Hekdesh
to
Kiddushin. And the Yamshil Shloima proves that from Mechora, that it's not only by Hekdesh, but a Mechira also is valid. So he goes into Kinyonim, so now it's easier to apply to Kiddushin. From Hekdesh to Kiddushin is a big jump, because Hekdesh is a Shinui Hashem, and Kiddushin is a Shinui Rishus. But the Mashal proves that Shinui Rishus plus Yeush also works, and it works the same way that Hekdesh, that simultaneous transfer.
From a Geneva and a Mechira case. So, you feel like the Ktzos is putting that as a bridge?
Yes, otherwise the jump is too big. And he's still going to question the jump. So that's his next speech. Neir said, "Devada b'kiddush yeishu be'in anosu no mikaspe v'kimin deyeshu enu kone la'maklas shinu rishus deyodo harin lo nosu nu ve'ichi koso v'rav amagid the mikudeshes ma'aitanu." He still says it's too big a jump.
The Yamshel Shloma never mentions.
He doesn't mention kiddushin, no. But once he's worked how a mechira works, why would kiddushin be any different?
Because of that added the nosan. I see. So it's not a. It's the Yom Shloma doesn't answer that for the Ktzos.
No, so you want to say that the Ktzos is saying, I even understand how it works by Mechira, it's just by Kiddushin I have a problem. Is that how you're understanding it?
Well, that's the bridge. The Mechira works, the Hekdesh works. Now, if you want to reach over to Kiddushin, I have this idea of Nosan yes. Ume Kaspo, which has to come first.
So he's Mechal, you're absolutely right. So what the Ktzos HaChoshen is introducing is that there are three different scenarios. There's Hekdesh, there's Mechira, and there's Kiddushin. But Pashtus, one would think Kiddushin goes like Mechira because you need a Kinyan. You've got to give her a ring and she's got to accept it. So it's a regular Kinyan. Says the Ktzos, no, there's an additional Gzeres HaKosov by Kiddushin that at the moment of giving it has to be his. Because it says V'nasan lo.
The moment you have this simultaneous solution, why is that a problem?
Because at the time of Nesina it wasn't his. He's got to take something that is his and give it to her.
Time of Hekdesh, it has to be yours as well.
No, but that because there's a technical problem of transaction. So you could say that there's enough ownership in Yeush. What the whole source is going to revolve around now is how much ownership is there after Yeush. We've accepted already in the Mashal, we accepted that Yeush does something. That after Yeush there is some level of ownership. Is it enough ownership to be Mekayim V'Nosan Loi? Is it enough ownership to make it his for Lulav and Esrei? What we're going to be looking at is degree. How much ownership does Yeush give him? Until now, we've assumed that when the Amoraim are chaylik as to whether Yeush is koine or not, that the mandam of Rav Yosef says Yeush bichdi einu koine means that there's nothing at all happens. It's still completely in the ownership of the bailim. What we saw clearly from Dalet Vehei, the way the Maharshal took us through it, is that Yeush does something lekulal.
Released.
It's released some form of ownership, which has allowed the Ganav to acquire some form of ownership, at least enough to sell, and then for the simultaneous Kinyan to be Chal, and enough to be Makdish, and for the simultaneous Kinyan to be Chal because of Shinui Hashem. Mm-hmm. Is it enough to be Makadish and Isha? So it's a starting point is that Venosan is a Xeris HaKosuv that requires that he puts his hand into his pocket and takes out something that is his at that time and gives it to her, and that wouldn't be enough ownership.
The money has to be Lachem.
Yeah.
I wonder if the distinction is as to whether Yush releases the object but doesn't necessarily
the Hefker land, no man's land,
creates or an element of release, but the Ganav hasn't got anything yet, or maybe he does.
Well, he was only Yayish because someone stole it from him, right?
Yeah, but is it, because there's two things that has to happen. One, that the Yayish presumably creates leaving. The Rishonim seem to know it as a Hefker kind of thing,
right?
So it leaves the original owner a little bit,
right,
to some extent. And then for the Ganav now to make it Kasporit is under question as to whether
he
starts out with a view that it's not good enough, it's still not his.
See, if you just look at the wording, you see some of that, because Yeush Kedilo Kono means the Yeush alone is not Koine. Implying you need something else.
Right.
What is the something else? It's not doing a Kinyan, because the Ganav has done a Kinyan. It just, that's not enough. He can't be Koine with a Kinyan. So what else does he need to do to be Koine? So we see from the Gemaras and from the Halacha, he needs a Shinui Hashem. Now, what right has he got to be Mishane the Shem if it's not his?
It seems to be that it's a din in the Chayf that's changing in some fashion. That it's not, it exits the original owner's control when it changes, and even makes reference to that later, even Shinui Rishus
yes.
do that.
So even if a calf becomes a cow, it'll change. So now it's not the same shame as it was, and that's, with that he'll be Kone. But Shinui Hashem, a proper Shinui Hashem, will be his even without Yeush. Is that right? Proper Shinui Hashem. So when we say Yeush Bichdi Lo Kone, you need either a Shinui Hashem Garua or a Shinui Rishus, together with the Yeush. So let's look at the Shinui Rishus piece. However you'll do the Shinui Rishus, you're going to have the problem of how can you be Mishane Rishus if it was never yours? Who gives you the right to be Mishane the Rishus?
Unless it happens to Mela, by going through the action of...
So you've got to say that. You've got to come that Yeush Kedi Loikona itself implies that you need to go through the action of a Shinui Rishus for the Yeush now to work. Yeush bichdi lo kona, but Yeush with something else, you are koine. When are you koine? What does the Kinyan? According to the mandom of the Rav Yosef, Yeush bichdi lo kona. So you need something else. So now you've got the something else. So now what is koine now? I would say the Yeush.
The two. Yeush becomes effective now.
Yes, because Yeush kedi lo kona, in order for Yeush to be kone, it needs something else.
But then it's the Yeush that's...
But it's the Yeush, so that everybody agrees that Yeush is the thing that allows him to be kone, but the question is, bichdi or not? Does the Yeush need something to complete it? Or is it complete?
So it's you need a hit surface, but
It sounds like you need a combination of two factors. Two together
like the original.
As opposed to the second item strengthens the first.
The only thing that it would make it easier to understand is because it then it becomes retrospective. If you say that at the time of the Shinui Rishus, it becomes yours, then it's not that it becomes yours at this moment, because then we're into the circular, the reasoning of how did it, how could you ever do it? But if you say that going through the transaction, it makes the Shinui Rishus, you're koine through the Yeyush now. Now that you've released it, the Yeyush works. That's what gave you the right to be able to do it. In which case, if that's the way to learn it, then we wouldn't. Clearly, Tosh is not understanding it that way yet, because in that case, he wouldn't have a kasha from kiddushin, because exactly the same would apply with kiddushin. Vanas and Lad would be retrospectively when he gave it to it was his.
Yeah. Right. Very interesting, because now you would also say the yeish is what's working, and then you could look at the two shitas of whether Isser weakens somehow or doesn't, right? According to the Rambam, it doesn't matter that there's Isser, because the Yeish is so strong with that Shinui Rishus. Not sure how we would
I don't know that it would affect. I don't know that it would affect that discussion about Isser, because I think all that would say is the Yeish, that you know, the Choshim Mishpat part and the Isser Veheta part are two different areas.
Well, what's it damaging? What is the Isser breaking down? It's not breaking down the year.
So but both ways, I think whether you learn the way I'm suggesting now or the way we've learned up till now, I don't think that would be any difference. You would just say that, yeah, you can't, that Yeyush works by Aveda. We have no source for it to work in a place where it's Be'isr. We don't, other than the Gzeir de Rabbonu.
Okay, that's fundamental.
You would be mechalik between Geneva because there isn't a comparison, but not because of the way it works. But I'm just working on the loshon of Yeyush Kedi.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they should have to say Yeyush is not koine, only Yeyush plus something else is koine. Yeyush Kedi lo koine implies that Yeyush is not koine unless there's something else, and then Yeyush can be koine.
It needs a vehicle.
And then I would think the Ksosis Kasha on Kiddushin would not be so difficult. So we'd have to see the way the Ksosis resolves it. Is that the way it comes out, or is it different? Because he clearly, by asking the Kasha on Kiddushin, doesn't understand it that way, that it kicks in retrospectively with the Shinui Rishus. But the way he's going to go is to be Mechalik, the Shinui Rishus is different from
Shinui Hashem.
Shinui Hashem. So I think we'll be able to move through it quite quickly. As I said, Sifkot and Beis, I think we'll do very quickly. And I think so that next week, if we can finish Sifkot and Aleph, then we can probably do Sifkot and Beis as well, or most of it. And we'll finish the Simen. Sorry, it's taking us a bit longer than we set out.
At all, thank you. Good, thanks.
Will you try and get